As we prepare to turn to our scripture lesson this morning, I have to take just a second for us to acknowledge how blessed our church is in so many ways. First of all, to have two outstanding styles of music in the same service. Oh, how wonderful. And what wonderful children we have in our church. I can't tell you how nervous I was to actually stand them up and walk around the sanctuary. But did you know how wonderfully well-behaved they were? Oh, what wonderful children God has blessed our church with the music and the children and all the excitement. What a wonderful place to come together and worship. Well, our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from Hebrews chapter 11. We'll be reading from Hebrews 11, the first five verses, and then the last two verses. So Hebrews 11, 1 to 5, and then 39 to 40. Hebrews 11, 1 to 5, and 39 to 40. But before we go to God's word, let's first go to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the many blessings that surround us. We give you thanks for the blessing of music. We thank you for the blessing of children. We thank you for the blessing of this church. We thank you for this time to spend together reading your word, hearing your word. We ask as we turn to scripture now that the same spirit who inspired the writing of these words so many years ago would inspire our hearing today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Listen to the word of God. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous. God himself giving approval to his gifts, he died, but through his faith, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken, so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Here ends the reading. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O Lord, as we turn our attention now to the words we have just heard, we ask that your word would find its way into our ears, into our minds, into our hearts, and into our lives, that we might come to live as your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Living faith is about as good a synopsis as you could come up with for this passage. If you had to squeeze the entire chapter of Hebrews 11 into two words, living faith is about as good as you could do. And as we look at this chapter today, as we read Hebrews 11, Hebrews 11 is the perfect passage for our congregation on this particular Sunday. I mean, this is the perfect passage for us to hear God's word to us right here, right now. And as we read the entire chapter, we find a story after story, character after character, figure after figure, living faith. We find them living out what they believe. We find them acting in accordance with the love of God. But not only do we find all these individual stories, when we take the chapter as a whole, it says something else. I mean, this chapter, when you take it as one unit, this chapter says, I think, something more than they do as individuals. I think this is the perfect passage for us to read today. I think it tells us so many wonderful stories, and I think as a whole, it tells us something even more. But first, let me explain why I think this is the perfect passage for us today. If you are just joining our church, or you're coming back for the first time, or you're visiting with us, you may not know that we have spent the last year as a congregation reading the Bible together. We've spent this past year diving into the pages of Scripture, reading the stories of our background and our heritage. We've spent this last year reading the Bible together, learning about who God is and who God has called us to be. And there's something wonderful and kind of a transforming that happens when you spend that much time in Scripture. But there's a danger in that, because we can sometimes miss the impact that Scripture needs to have through our lives. Reading Scripture alone is not enough. Reading Scripture sends us out. Reading Scripture calls us to transform our families and our relationships and our workplaces and our neighborhoods and our communities. Reading Scripture calls us to live differently. And as we turn to Hebrews 11, we find example after example of people who lived all of the things we've been talking about for this past year. We find people who went out and lived the good news of the gospel, people who lived the love of God in their everyday lives, people who changed their families and communities and neighborhoods. And as we look at this chapter in Hebrews, we find example after example after example. We find people putting the Scripture into action. And so I think Hebrews 11 is the perfect passage for us today, as we've spent a year reading the Bible together, and now we look at what it means to live together. And so as we read through Hebrews 11, we read just a few names today. We read about Abel, we read about Enoch. But if you were to go home and read the entire chapter, you'll find that it continues throughout the Old Testament. And our author of Hebrews gives us not one or two, but more than 10 different stories of people who were living as God's people. We find the author of Hebrews tells us more stories than I can possibly cover in one sermon. And don't worry, I'm not going to try. But I encourage you this afternoon, go home, take a few minutes, and read Hebrews 11. Get out a notepad and jot down the names. Make two columns. In one column, write down all the names that you know, and in the other column, write down all the names that you don't know. And spend some time looking at Hebrews 11 and seeing what it means for people to live Scriptures, to live God's love. And there are so many of these wonderful stories, we can't possibly do them in one Sunday. So we're going to spend the next several weeks looking at the stories we find in Hebrews 11. As you get your list together, you'll be able to come back and notice when we cover those different stories and when we preach about the people we find in Hebrews 11. And each one of the characters, each one of the figures, each one of the stories has a message for us. It shows us an example that's worth following, shows us what it means to live out what we believe. Hebrews 11 tells us about Abel, who was able, through the way that he lived, Abel still speaks even today after all of these centuries and all of these generations. It tells us about Enoch, who through the way that Enoch lived was able to please God. It tells us about Noah, and how Noah was able to build the ark. It tells us about Abraham and how Abraham was able to trust God. It tells us about Sarah, who was able to do the unthinkable. It tells us about Isaac, who was able to bless future generations, and Jacob, who was able to bow down and worship. It tells us about Joseph, who was able to look ahead to the Exodus. It tells us about Moses, who was able to cling to his heritage despite his birth. It tells us about Rahab, who received God's servants. We find story after story after story of people living what they believe. We find story after story after story of people putting the Scriptures into action and changing their families, changing their communities, changing their neighborhoods with the love of Christ. And as we read Hebrews 11, we find each of these characters, each of these figures, each of these stories has something to teach us, has something to teach us as individuals, something to teach us as families, something to teach us as a church. So I encourage you today to take a few minutes and read all of Hebrews 11. Make those two columns and spend some time looking at these figures, looking at these characters, looking at these stories, and seeing how they lived the love of God. This is the right passage for our congregation on this day, as we've spent a year reading Scripture together, and as we look at these individual stories of people and the way that they lived the love of God. But when you take the stories together and when you put them in one unit as one chapter in this book of Hebrews, I think these stories tell us something more. I think there's something a little extra as we read the stories one after another as part of one larger community, as one larger narrative. If you sit down and actually read Hebrews itself, you'll notice there's something that unites each of these figures, each of these characters, and each of these stories, because it's by faith that Abel still speaks. It's by faith that Enoch pleased God. It's by faith that Noah built the ark. It's by faith that Abraham trusted the Lord. It's by faith that Sarah was able to do the unthinkable. It's by faith that Isaac blessed future generations. It's by faith that Jacob bowed in worship. It's by faith that Joseph looked ahead to the liberation of the people. It's by faith that Moses was able to cling to his heritage. It's by faith that Rahab was able to receive God's servants. It's by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Each one of the stories is by faith, not just living, but living faith, living out what they believed. And as we read these stories together, we find the common thread is that they were living faith, and not just living their own individual faith, but they were living faith in community. We know the story of Abel because it was passed down to Enoch. And we know the story of Enoch because it was passed down to Noah. We know about Noah because his story was told to Abraham, who told his story to Isaac, who told his story to Jacob, who told his story to Joseph, who told his story to Moses. We know these stories because the stories were told and passed down through community. Stories are not stories until you share them. Stories don't become stories until they're told in community. Our stories only become stories. They only matter when we tell them together. Our songs are so much louder when we sing them together. Our strength takes us so much farther when we work and travel together. Living faith is really most powerful when it is living our faith, when it is living our faith as a community of Christians who come together to share the love of a God who loves us no matter what. Because we need one another's stories. We need one another's songs. We need one another's strength. We need one another's prayers. We need one another's pledges. We need one another's perspectives. We need one another's patience. We need one another's questions. We need one another's confidence. We need one another's correction. We need one another's enthusiasm. We need one another's energy. We need one another's evangelism. We need one another's excitement. We need one another's youth. We need one another's experience. We need one another, period. We need each other. As we try to live out this faith we've spent the last year studying and reading and exploring and examining, to live out our faith, the best way is to live it together. We go so much farther when we live our faith as a community. This is why we gather on Sunday mornings. This is why we come together to join our voices in song. This is why we come together to join our hearts in prayer. This is why we come together to hear God's word as a community, because we need one another. Our stories are only stories once we tell them. Our songs are louder when we sing them together, and our strength takes us so much farther when we travel together. As we read Hebrews 11, we find each of these individual saints of the church. We find each of these individual saints of God. But you put their stories together and we find a community of faith that has spoken throughout the ages and centuries and generations. A community of faith of which our church is a part. And as we spend this next year looking at living faith, we will be looking at living our faith. Not our faith only as individuals, but our faith as a community that is here to change our families, to change our neighborhoods, to change our world for the love of Jesus Christ. To proclaim the good news that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. We proclaim this together by living our faith. As we read Hebrews 11, as we begin this new school year, this is the passage for our church right now. We have studied our faith. We have read the Bible together. We have examined our faith. It's now time for living our faith. It's time for us to join together and live our faith in everything we do so that we might proclaim the good news of the gospel, that God loves us no matter what, And we will proclaim it by faith, by living our faith. Hebrews 11 is our passage. Over the next several weeks and months, we will continue exploring Hebrews 11 and the wonderful saints of the church we find within. But today, read Hebrews 11. Make those two columns. Write down the characters you know, write down the characters you don't know, and one by one, let's move them all into the same column as you learn the stories of our heritage. Live our faith. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.